This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie!
Good morning, and welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show for February 1st, 2017. This is amazing. It is a gorgeous day here in Northern California, and I hope that you are having just a great time. I'm going to apologize right up front for any technical difficulties that we may be experiencing this morning. I have just had a horrible time getting things in on the Blog Talk Radio system. It's something's up with the internet, not the internet provider. We're fine on other things, but something's going on with the with them themselves. So hopefully we will run through this show without any problems or difficulties, and we'll be able to tie our guest in that we have planned for today. It is going to be an interesting morning, I am sure, but I am always going to think positive and just know that everything's going to turn out right because we have wonderful, wonderful information for you today. You know, being that it is February, I always focus when I do my February shows, whether I am doing my radio broadcast or I'm coaching with my clients, I always tell people, you know, wrap in whatever is that, you know, the topic for the month, what's on everybody's mind. And everybody's mind for the month of February, at least within the U.S., is love, right? It is that time of the year where everybody is thinking based on the holiday, you know, what is the romance? It's like the romance month. And so it's a really good month to discuss relationships. It's a really good month to talk about those really close relationships. Now, all of the principles that we share obviously can extend to your business relationships, to your, not super close relationships. But what we're going to focus on are those really close relationships, the ones with your significant others, whoever that may be. And later on in the month, we're going to talk about the ones with our, you know, our extended family or our children as well. So we're going to have a lot of great information. We're going to be talking about later on in the month communication styles, the different ways that the brain communicates and how how different brains communicate differently. You know, there was even the book a while ago that talked about the love languages, right? So there's different ways that the brains process information. And I'll emphasize just different. They're just different. They're not better. They're not worse. They're just different. And sometimes those differences wind up leading to a lot of miscommunications, a lot of misunderstandings. And sometimes those misunderstandings go from just that, a misunderstanding, into a heated argument or a big rift between two individuals. And it can be over something. It can start as this little tiny irritating piece of sand in your shoe, right? Just this little tiny thing, but it can become something huge. So what we want to do is take that irritating sand and turn it into a pearl, as opposed to allowing it to end a relationship. So that's going to be our focus for the month. If you have ideas or if you want to, certain things that you want to see addressed during this month when we're dealing with a relationship, shoot me an email. I've given out my contact information before. It is info@yourbestmindonline.com or info@brainladyspeaker.com. com. You can get to me with either of those, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, or and I'll give you all of those connections later on at the end of the show. But let's go ahead, and if you have ideas for this, you know, four things you want me to see me cover during the month, then please reach out and let me know. Now, with that, I am going to test. Like I said, we've been having some technical difficulties, so let me see. Jody, are you on the line with me?
I am here. Thank you, Julie, for inviting me.
Yay! I wasn't completely sure. You're gonna find a voicemail on your phone too. Like I said, we are having some difficulties with the program here, and so I appreciate your patience. So we haven't had any prep time, listeners. You're just going to get it in the raw. We're just going to jump in, and we're going to talk about relationships. And the guest today, let me tell you a little bit about Jody. So it is Jody Harmon. She is the Forever Girlfriend, and her company is the Marriage Makeover. And she talks a lot about developing communication skills that fill your emotional needs, how to get your spouse to listen to you, creating more intimacy, passion, love in your relationship, building a renewed foundation of trust and love. She has written a book. It is The Girlfriend Effect. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. And it is all about all of the things that we're going to be talking about today. And I want you, if you can, Jody, just give us a little bit of a background. What got you interested? Were there relationships issues for you? Were there things, what were some of the things that got you interested in going down this path and inspiring you to write the book and so on and so forth?
Yeah, so quite a few years ago, I've been married to my husband for almost 30 years, but it wasn't always bliss. You know, several years ago, we were actually on the verge of divorce. I actually even said, I want a divorce. And at that very moment, I just had this thought of all of my future, like my future hopes, my future dreams, all of it just like vanished, you know, because as you're growing up, you have all these ideas of what life is going to be like, and you're going to be sitting on the front porch with your husband and watching all your grandkids play. And, you know, as you get older, all of that like left my mind the second I said I want a divorce. And I thought, oh gosh, is that really what I want? And after pondering, life wasn't easy. We had been fighting and arguing and not getting along. And we'd actually drifted apart because we pushed each other away because it was just too painful and too hurtful. And we just didn't think we could do it anymore. And, after pondering that and just realizing that I could not let that happen, number one, to my family. I couldn't let my kids go through a divorce. My parents were divorced, and I remember everything that I had gone through as a child, and it was really horrible. And I just thought, that is not something that I want to put my children through. And so I decided to figure out what I could do to save my marriage and make it better, and how I could do that. And that's where, you know, I just kind of, looking back, I was able to figure out what I needed to do that. And in doing that, it was just very simple. It was becoming a girlfriend again to my husband. And that's where all of this started. Years later, then I developed the book and the program and everything else that I have now. But it was, I'm not going to say it was easy, but by becoming the girlfriend again to my husband allowed me to allow love to blossom, allow communication to start happening. It allowed me to forgive and move forward and trust and love. It just allowed all of that to reimagine itself in my mind. And all, you know, it just, over the, you know, as we've developed it, it's just made such a huge impact in my life to be back in the mindset of being a girlfriend instead of a wife who, you know, as we go through our daily life, you just get stuck in being the mom and being, you know, the housekeeper and the taxi cab driver and all the things that you have to do. And you kind of forget that you still need to be, you know, sexy and vivacious and a beautiful woman and be attracted to your husband and have that intimate conversation. I think women, especially nowadays, we're just so involved with our careers and and whatever else that we're doing, that we kind of forget that side of ourselves. And so I had to go find it. And that's how I developed it. I became the girlfriend again, and I was able to turn our marriage around.
You know, that is amazing, because one of the things that I often suggest to individuals, and I was in the same position as you. My husband and I just had our 30-year anniversary in November. And
that's so great.
Yeah, and we have, so, and it, like you, you know, it wasn't always, you know, red hearts and, you know, lots of great times. We had some very difficult times as well. And I think that, how many kids do you have, Jody?
I have 4 children.
Wow. See, and I think that it is a wonderful, we have 3 boys, they're all grown now. And like you, started our family early, and we got into being mom and dad, and I homeschooled my kids, and our kids were, it was work for my husband, it was homeschooling for me, it was life raising our children. And when tensions would just start to rise, it'd be like, okay, we need to go on a date. We need to remember who we are as husband and wife, because I think that gets lost in translation over the years. You know, it gets lost in just the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, I think one of the things I realized is that when life got stressful, like, and, you know, at the time we were doing everything that we were supposed to be doing. We're making a ton of money, and we were following our friends, and we had the boats and the cars and the big house, and our kids were doing everything, and we were going on all these vacations. But when we were having the struggles, we just kind of dove into our business and dove into the kids. Our kids didn't even know that we were talking about divorce, because we just kind of put on our happy smiley faces and didn't even tell them. But I'm sure looking back, they know that something was up, because we wouldn't always be happy when we were together, but we just kind of made sure we were never together by ourselves, because we were unhappy together.
Yeah. And I think sometimes couples do that without even realizing it, without even knowing that they're doing it. They're like, oh, let's go to dinner. Oh, let's invite another couple. You know, let's create a buffer. I agree with. Go ahead.
The problem is that it happens like it just kind of sneaks in. You know, you don't realize that you're drifting apart, especially if you're trying to hold it all together for your family. You don't realize that you're drifting so far apart until you're really far apart. And at that point, it's like, okay, now what are we going to do? You've hurt me too much, or you've ignored me too much, and we're not talking, and we're not sleeping together, and we're not doing all of these things. So it's, okay, now I'm too unhappy, so am I going to get divorced, or am I going to just suffer through until the kids are gone? I get that one a lot. You know what? When the kids leave, I'm going to get divorced. 3 more years. I can do this for 3 more years. I'm getting a divorce. And mm-hmm. they kind of result themselves to, you know, they make their future plans by themselves. They're single, but they don't ever try to resolve it and make it better. And that's what I did. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do this forever, and I'm not going to get a divorce. I'm going to fix it. And I did.
Well, good for you. That's amazing. And I know that the listeners are going to want to know, how did she fix it? Because there's more, you know, this, the demographics of the eWomen Network podcast is a lot of female entrepreneurs. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're absolutely right. We get so involved in our business that we sometimes ignore the things that are more important than our business in many ways, and that's our interpersonal relationships. So we're gonna have you dive in to a few things. We have a few minutes before we go to break, so let's go ahead and talk about the first question that we want to discuss, and that is, why do you tell wives to become a girlfriend? So what is this girlfriend effect? What do you mean by telling women to become the girlfriend for their husbands?
So let me premise this by saying most women, when I tell them this, they think that I am telling them to be submissive and put their own feelings aside and just do whatever their husband wants. And that is not necessarily what I am telling you. So be open to the thoughts of this, is that you need to bring back the woman inside of you. Find your sexiness again. Have confidence. Oftentimes when you know, when couples go down this road of fighting and arguing and, you know, becoming distant with each other, your self-esteem actually goes in the toilet. It's, you know, and it's not necessary. I mean, you get self-esteem when you're in business, but in your relationship, when that's struggling, you can, there's still part of it that's just really down. And so what I had to do is I had to fall in love with me so that I could love again. And I think that was one of the biggest things, is that through all the years of the struggling and the fighting and the miscommunication, and, you know, I was down on myself about this, and I had guilt and anger, and that I was mad at my husband and I was blaming him. And I actually had to build my confidence back up in myself to allow me to love again, because there was no way that I could love more without building my confidence up. And that was one of the biggest things that I realized, is I needed to love me in order to love him. I also had to, at the same time of loving me, I had to fall in love with my body, fall in love with my personality, fall in love with who I was, and let the world see that. Because when you are going through these hard times, you kind of seem to withdraw or hide a part of yourself or kind of push it down so that
All right. Well, if you're listening, we just lost Jody. The caller had dropped out. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get her back in. She was sharing some great, great information. So let me see if I'm going to copy this and see now, see if I can get her back on to share some more of her information. Oh, she was going great. I'm like, okay, I want to hear more. I like what she was saying about building your own self-confidence and hearing that, having to really get back into, because sometimes we do, we get down on ourselves, right? That's, we're our own worst enemy oftentimes. So Jody, are you back online?
I am. That was kind of weird. I'm not sure. I think we're both in Northern California with some kind of weird weather this morning. I apologize for that.
No problem. No problem. So we were just talking, you were talking and sharing about how to really build up your own self-confidence there as a woman. And that is going to help you to feel more confident and benefit your relationship, is kind of what you were sharing before
yes.
We dropped.
Yes. So when we talk about being the girlfriend, it's about being confident. So there's three aspects to becoming the girlfriend. One of them is being confident and sexy with who you are and yourself. The other one is being a best friend to your spouse. That one I kind of had to work on for a little bit because we had grown so distant, and there was hurt and anger and frustration in there. So we had to work on that as well. But the other one is to just have fun again. I know, you know, when we were going through the really hard times, that we kind of stopped dating. We didn't spend time together. You know, I would go and spend time with the kids, and he would go and do his thing, which was usually work. We're self-employed. We have been our whole lives. And so it was easy for us to dive into work when things got tough because, you know, it was easy. And we would talk about business. We would talk about the kids, but we'd never talk about our relationship. And we just kind of substituted business and kids in with trying to communicate. And anyway, we figured out how to overcome those things by giving more love and attention to each other. But when I'm talking about the girlfriend, it's not the girlfriend that you imagine from high school, who might have been maybe a little bitchy, a little moody, maybe not nice and calling and text, you know, obnoxious. I'm talking about bringing back the girlfriend of being excited to see each other and wanting to see each other and spending every moment together and excited to talk to each other and share with each other and spend time together and just sit on the same couch together. That's the girlfriend that you need to bring back. And so just opening your mind to saying, how can I bring some of that girlfriend back from when you were dating? I mean, think back to when you were dating. What did you do? And if you can bring back some of those aspects into your marriage that you haven't done in a really long time, that will start the intimacy and the connection happening again and allow the love to start blossoming if that's something that you're struggling with.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, we got a lot more to discuss on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We're going to go out to our first break here. So I want everyone, you know me, I want you to take a nice deep breath, roll your shoulders back, stand up, move around, get the oxygen going to your brain, and join us after break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. And now, every week, she is here to share her knowledge with you. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Tune in to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Brain Lady Anderson, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am here with my amazing guest, Jody Harmon, and we are talking about the girlfriend effect and being the forever girlfriend. And I just love, Jody, the things that you've already shared with us, because I know from my own personal experience, you know, once the kids were out of the house, my husband and I were kind of like, who are you? So taking that time to just, taking that time to just get together, and I love sitting on the couch together, you know, actually having that physical contact, because you know me, I'm all about the brain, and touch is so incredibly important for the brain, not on a sexual level. I mean, it definitely is within marriage, but between just getting the brain to feel needed, to releasing the oxytocin when the skin is to skin, and that oxytocin mm-hmm. is what bonds people. And if you don't have that, if you're not doing those things like holding hands or cuddling on the couch and just spending that time together physically in a non-sexual way, then you're not allowing the brain to engage and bond like that. So I loved what you were sharing with us before the break. So let's go on to the next question that we were going to talk about. If you are at the point in a marriage where you're ready for divorce, right? It's both of you are kind of looking at each other going, how did we get here? And we're not happy here. What advice do you give to people? How do you help them to get over the hurt and the anger? Because if you're to that point where you're ready to call it quits, there's some pain. There's been some hurt. There's going to be some issues that you need to deal with. So how do you help people to get over that hurt and anger that it's that your life has gotten to this point?
That is a really good question. And that's a little bit different for each couple that I help because, of course, it depends on, you know, how long it's been going on and what they've gone through and how deeply they've been hurt, especially if there's been some infidelity, whether it's emotional or actual physical infidelity. But what needs to happen is if you – so the actual choice is you need to decide if you want to stay and work on your marriage or if you want a divorce. And the first step in doing that is to actually decide that. So if you decide that you want to stay and work on your marriage, you also need to decide that you are then going to work on forgiveness and trust and rebuilding the relationship and not keep bringing up the past. If you choose to get divorced, then I'm not saying that divorce is not always the answer because I do believe there are some cases for divorce, but I also know that couples who have gone through cheating and infidelity and, you know, even years of neglect, they can fall back in love. But you have to, the first thing that you must do is to decide. Once you decide, then your mind, your brain, your gut reactions to things then can help you fall back in love again. But you have to decide. You can't keep wavering back and forth. And I think that's the problem that people do is they're like, okay, well, I'm going to try this for 3 months and we're going to see what it does. And if he doesn't change or she doesn't change, then I'm getting a divorce. Like, you can't just put stipulations on it. You have to decide, yes, I'm staying, and yes, we're going to fix this, or no, I'm getting a divorce. And you can't go back and forth, and you can't necessarily put stipulations on it. As far as trust, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But you just have to decide. And once you decide, then you can start rebuilding. But too many people put, they just waver back and forth for too long. You either decide and do it, or you don't. That's my advice.
You know, that's excellent advice because that applies across the realm of anything in life, really. You know, if you're wavering back and forth, you're not going to get anywhere. It's like running in place. You're putting forth all of this effort, but you're taking two steps forward and two steps back and two steps forward and two steps back. So in the long run, you're in that exact same position. And I love the way that you applied that because I always apply it to entrepreneurs. And, you know, okay, here's the steps you have to take to move forward. And then I talk to them 6 months later and they haven't done anything, you know, because they've moved forward and they've moved back. And I love that you've applied it here to your relationship and making that decision that you're going to do it and letting the past go. We can, our brain is so interesting. It holds on to painful memories are seated much deeper in our brain than happy memories. And you would think it would be just the opposite. But that's the way it is. So the memories, we can't always just forget, but we have to choose to forgive and decide that we're going to let the past go and move forward, I think is what I'm getting from you.
Yes. So part of that is building new memories. And I like to use the words, and I know you've probably heard this in business, and so I know you normally talk about business, but you remember the saying that you have to act as if? And I use that a lot because what I had to do in the beginning is I didn't feel loving and I didn't feel like I wanted to cuddle with him because I still had some of that anger and that built up, but I had to act as if I was being the girlfriend. I had to act as if I was loving and kind and loved him. And what that does is it allows you to build new memories. It allows you to build more love. It allows you to build, you know, to fill up your mind with the new stuff and let go of the old. And then the forgiveness happens as you start loving more. And that's what people get wrong is they think that they have to forgive first and then they can love. But that's not the case. As you love, you will forgive and move forward. It's opposite of what people try to think it is.
How interesting. I love that. So help us, though, because there may be some of the listeners who have had that, you know, ultimate betrayal, so to speak. What if that trust has been broken and someone has been unfaithful within that marriage relationship, what do you tell those individuals, whether it's the husband or the wife? We always typically think that it is the husband who cheats, but more and more often you're seeing those statistics changing. So how do you help them? What advice do you give them?
That's a good question. So and it depends on each relationship and how much you've been hurt. But let me premise that by saying that it used to be the fact that men cheated more. And that usually was on the physical level. But there's also such a thing as emotional cheating, which means that you have an emotional, an intimate relationship with someone else that's not physical. So there's two kinds of cheating. So if you're the spouse that has not been cheated on, you have to decide if you will forgive and move forward and let go, and if you want to fight for your marriage and your family, or if you're just going to get divorced. If that's something that you can never forgive and never move forward, then go back to the choice. Either decide to get divorced and move on, or decide to fix it. Again, it's just a decision that you have to make. Now, if the person who cheated, they have to go through several things as well. This is my opinion. Number one, they have to stop seeing the other person. They have to, if you're going to work on the marriage, they need to stop seeing the other person. They need to be committed to trying. But what I like to explain to couples is trust is a big thing to get back. And I like to use a ladder analogy for this because it helps the men kind of understand where the women are coming from. And it also just helps explain it a little bit. So if you'll allow me, I'm going to explain my ladder of trust theory. So let's imagine that you have this big, tall ladder that's going to go to the top of a two-story house. And your goal is that your spouse is up at the top, you know, at the top of the realm, kind of think of like a castle, and you want to go up and save your maiden or whatever back in the olden days, if that's what you want. But the goal is to stay at the top of the house, at the top of the ladder. And each rungs of the ladder represents a level of trust. And in order for you to stay at the top, you have to have full trust and communication and love and everything else. And so your goal is to stay at the top of the ladder. Now, your level of trust can go up and down every day just by normal activities. And this actually is a really good, like, you can use this with your children. I've used it with teenagers. I've used it in friendship relationships. So this ladder of trust goes with any relationship that you're in. So the goal is to stay at the top. And when you're at the top, you're feeling love and attention and happiness. But let's say that you have a bad day and somebody bites somebody's head off. You go down maybe one rung or two rungs. Again, you have to build that back up and move back up to the top. That happens on a normal daily basis. You can fluctuate up and down. But let's say that someone has cheated. The spouse who has cheated, their trust is now way down at the bottom, and they have to start climbing back up the rungs of the ladder to get to the top. And again, it's going to fluctuate. So if your spouse is suspicious that maybe you're texting or sending emails or talking to somebody or meeting somebody at lunch, you're going to go down the rungs of the ladder. Whether or not it's true, you're still going to go down the rungs of the ladder because they're suspicious. Now, what I often hear is that they also don't have the right to check. So when you're in a committed relationship with husband and wives, the person who is caught cheating, the spouse does have the right to check to fulfill their roles of the ladder and make them comfortable in where you're at on the ladder. If you're caught cheating again or doing something that you've agreed that you wouldn't do, you go down some rungs. The goal is to be at the top, how to build it back up. And this can go on for a long time. And so the interesting thing is, like, you know, people who have cheated, they're like, yeah, I'm at the top, I'm done. The problem is once that has happened, that ladder of trust is there forever. But that ladder of trust, they think because they've been guilty once, they're going to be guilty forever. But you have a ladder of trust with every person you're in a relationship, with your children, with your parents, with your friends, with your coworkers. There is a ladder of trust with every single person that you're in a relationship with. So they often go, well, why me? Why do I have to stay on this? And I'm like, well, everyone has a ladder of trust. And so just know that if that is something that has happened in your relationship and you're trying to rebuild the relationship, that ladder of trust will always be there. And the spouse does get permission to then check up and feel loved and to constantly be checking the ladder of trust. And eventually, as you move forward and you're building this, and the more you stay at the top, you won't even check anymore because you won't have those negative feelings. But this ladder of trust is always there. And this really helps men understand the women's level of trust. And so I ask them to then, you know, describe where you are on this ladder. I even have them draw it out if they need to. And it really helps them realize, like, oh, gosh, I really need to try harder to be at the top. Or, yeah, I'm in the middle, and I'm okay with that right now, and I'll strive to do better. So it kind of helps them realize where they're at and what they need to do to get there.
I love that. I love that. The brain loves visuals. You have to, when you put it into things like that, especially for a man, you know, because a ladder, okay, most guys, you know, they can picture that because they deal
can.
With them in their life. You know, it's like making sports analogies for the average man. For my husband, it has to be something linked to a vehicle, a car, you know, an off-road vehicle analogy. He's not into sports. But the ladder, yeah, that's great. I love that. Now, is this what you teach couples? Is that kind of what you're, because that leads us to the next question as to what you teach couples, and is this obviously is part of it. Is there additional things
yes.
that you like to share with couples to help them move up that ladder with a greater amount of ease?
Yes, definitely. So we have, we also have communication that we talk about. And often when couples are in trouble or at least not where they want to be, often communication is the thing that falls to the wayside. I know that, you know, my husband and I are doing really well, but life gets kind of busy this time of year because my husband is a basketball official and he's gone every night of the week doing basketball, which is his love and he loves it. But I also don't get to talk to him very much. And even just last week, I'm like, honey, we need to have some conversations. Like, I just really need to, like, talk to you and have intimate conversation. I know we're talking and we see each other throughout the day and it's business and everything, but I still need to, like, talk to you, you know, like have a conversation. And so we talk about that and how to foster that and find time for it and put it in your schedule if you have to. But then we also have a process called intimate conversation. So if there is something that is delicate that needs to be discussed, perhaps cheating or perhaps I know one that I'm dealing with right now is the couple is arguing about money a lot. And the problem is the husband found out that the wife had some credit cards that he didn't know about, and they were trying to figure out why they couldn't afford to go on vacation. And come to find out, she was overspending and hiding all of that without him knowing it. And so, you know, she's down on the rung of the ladder, on his ladder of trust. But then they also need to have these conversations. And so to have this conversation, I put them into an intimate conversation setting so that they can discuss it back and forth. But too often in communication, people are thinking about the next thing that they're going to say instead of actually listening to what's being said. And intimate communication makes space for the transfer of information, not necessarily a full communication where both people are talking, because one still needs to be a listener. And that's often what's missing in normal everyday communication. You're looking for what you're going to say next, not listening for what the person is saying. And so we have to help couples relearn how to communicate with each other when there's especially difficult conversations that need to happen.
That's so excellent. I just love that advice. I'm all about communication as well. You know, it's so important, but you're right. We all do that. I'm guilty of doing that. Okay, he's saying something that's annoying me. Now, how am I going to respond rather than trying to dissect out of what he's saying, what he's really trying to say? Because this happens all the time with men, ladies. You don't understand that the male brain is so different than the female brain and the way it's wired. And men have a difficult time discussing emotions because they don't have the speech center access on the right side of the brain that women do. and long, complicated stuff. We'll discuss that later in the month on a different show. But you have to, women have to especially be a little bit more, I think, investigatory and really listening to be able to say, okay, what's his point? What's he really trying to say? What's the emotion behind it? Because he can't always put it in words. So I really appreciate that advice that you just gave. Now we need to go to our next show our next break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So if you can take a deep breath, get some oxygen into your brain, and join us back after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hey, all you entrepreneurs out there, Julie Brain Lady Anderson here. I want to know, are you looking to make more quality connections in your life? Have you ever felt frustrated at seeing other people achieve massive success and wondered what their secret is? Do you feel you are in a constant state of overwhelm with no way out? In your business, is your business, are you desiring to have and increase profits and decrease your stress? Is it a little too stressful to you? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, then you need to attend the next mind-blowing, life-transforming event happening in Northern California on April 14th and 15th of 2017. At this event, you will gain insight on how to use your brain to create more profitable and successful business. You will accelerate your connections and increase your sales. You'll understand how energy expenditure in the brain affects personalities and communication. And most importantly, you will identify your natural brain gifts and how they affect your communication with other people. So please join me, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, on April 14th and 15th, 2017, for the mind-blowing, life-transforming event. It is a power-packed event that is a must-attend for everyone. Learn to step into your power and rock your natural gifts.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you got some good stretches in there on the last commercial break. And I am back with Jody Harmon, the forever girlfriend, sharing some amazing wisdom, really some great stuff. Great stuff. And I appreciate that not only, Jody, not only have you assisted other people, but you're drawing from your own personal experience as well. So your expertise is a mix of that. And I think that's always important when you're working with individuals, that they know you've been there, done that. You have that experience. So with
Thank
that,
you.
It brings us to the last question that we were going to discuss on the show. And then what I want to talk about is a little bit of what you have special for the listeners, as well as different ways. I want to make sure that all of the everyone listening to this now live or listening to it later as on the podcast, that they know how to get a hold of you and to stay connected with you on all the social media. So we'll discuss that. So please stay to the very end so you can get all of that information to on how to connect with Jody. But Jody, for now, tell us, what is the fastest way to see change in a relationship? So you've got, you're at this point, you're ready to pull your hair out, you're ready to call it quits. What's the fastest way to see a genuine change in a relationship that's going to take you, that's going to help you hold on?
That is interesting that you ask that, because this is one of the easiest fastest way to see change in your relationship, but it's also one of the ones that people just refuse to do. My last client who I asked to do this, it took her 3 months to decide to finally put it into action and do it because she was just too mad at her husband to even try it. But as soon as she did, within just a week, like, she saw a significant difference. So bear with me. Trust me. If you try it, you will see change. And that's my challenge to you, is that you will see change. So it's this simple. If you want to see fast, significant change in your relationship, you change what you're looking for in your husband. Now, what you're going to do is, instead of looking and nitpicking at all the things that bug you and how he irritates you and what you're doing, and this goes for the guys too about your wife, is that you are only going to look for positive things. And what's interesting is I learned this from a parenting book many years ago, and I thought, you know what, it's working with my kids. I'm going to try it on my husband. And now I use it in every single relationship I'm in, whether it's when I was teaching college, with coworkers, in a hospital setting, with my own children. I use it with my husband daily. So what you're going to do is look for the positive things they're doing and give them compliment and praise. And so if they do something bad, if they do something irritating, if they do something that annoys the living daylights out of you and you just want to kill them, you don't get to say anything about it. You completely, totally ignore it. Now, if you have to turn around and walk out of the room and scream and throw a tantrum somewhere else, by all means, go do that. If you need to turn around and bite your tongue, now, when I first started doing this, I almost bit my tongue off because I was so angry about something, but I couldn't say anything, and I knew that I needed to see change, and I needed to do it fast, and this is what I did, is I actually literally just turned around and bit my tongue, and it worked. And so what you're going to be looking for is you're changing how you keep score with each other. And so instead of looking at all the things that bug you and annoy you, you're going to be looking for the positives. You're going to give compliments. You look great today. Your hair looks good. You did a good job at work. Thanks for supporting our family. If he normally throws the socks on the floor and he picks them up this time, or you don't find them on the floor, by all means, say thank you. So find little things that you can do to say thank you, or I appreciate you, or I love you. And even if it's, you're at a point where you're not saying I love you anymore, if you can say I love you, find a way to do that. It actually changes the relationship. So absolutely nothing negative. You ignore every single bit of it and only notice the positive.
That's so great, you know, because what you're really doing in a situation like that is you're retraining your brain. You're rewiring it. You're telling your brain, look at the positive. Look at the good, because there's always, no matter how cloudy the day is, there's always a silver lining, right? You can always find something positive. And oftentimes there's tons of positive. We're just blinded by the negative. So you really have to train your brain to start focusing on that positive. So that's amazing. Well, Jody, you have given us so much wonderful tidbits. I just love this. My brain's going and all of these different people that I need to connect you with. You would be great at the Central California Women's Conference. So I got to connect you with her. So if I don't remember that after the show, you connect with me and I'll be sure to send you an email.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. So great information, especially for us as women, because we just kind of hold on to the emotion. And like I said, those negative emotions really tend to stick in the brain so much better. So you got to rewire it. And you gave some amazing tips on how to do that. Now, you have a special offer that you wanted to give to the guests who are listening either now or in the downloads later. Can you share with us what that is?
Definitely. So for the next 14 days, today is February 1st. It's so exciting. This is my favorite month of the year. Go figure, right? But I am giving away my 5 steps to more intimacy, passion, and love to increase the passion in your relationship in 5 easy steps. You can join that on my website. It is normally $297, and I'm giving it away for the next 14 days. To whoever needs it. It's an instant download, and it has 7 courses in it, and you will just be able to, explode your relationship with the simple tips and techniques that are in there. There's videos, a little bit of homework, but they're all simple, easy lessons to put into practice just very simply once you hear how I explain it. So that is free for you for the next 14 days. I also have my Girlfriend Effect book is free for the next 14 days as well on my website, jodiharmon.com, and I will ship those out to you. You just need to pay for the shipping, and it's free because I think everybody needs to be the girlfriend, and you need to find more love and passion.
Oh, my goodness. How generous is that? You guys, did you hear that? Okay, you're getting a $297 course for free. That is amazing, plus the book. That is so generous of you. Thank you very much. But you guys are going to have to act. You gals are going to have to act fast because it's beginning of February special. So you're going to want to jump on that as soon as you can. So jodiharmon.com. And it's Jodi is J-O-D-I, correct?
Yes. And last name is H-A-R-M-A-N.
Okay. So Jodi, J-O-D-I, H-A-R-M-A-N.
Yes.
Carmen. Okay, perfect. Yes. There are also lots of other ways that you can stay connected with Jodi. You can follow her on Twitter at Jodi Harmon TV. You can connect with her on Facebook, again, Jodi Harmon TV. Jodi Harmon Coach is what she is at on Instagram. Or you can go to, let's see, Jodi Harmon Coach or Jodi Harmon Coach for Instagram. And if you are interested, if you're listening to this, and I'm not going to list this next link, I'm not going to explain it here, but I'm sure you can connect with Jodi to get her link for her media kit. So if you are interested, if you've listened to this and you're like, I have a great group that she would, or a group that she would be great to connect with, or a group that she would be good to speak for, then she has a media kit that she can get you. And you can schedule time with her at Calendly, C-A-L-E-N-D-L-Y, Calendly.com, Jodi Harmon. So lots of ways that you can stay connected, but at least reach out and connect with her on Facebook and Twitter. That way you can, I'm sure she'll keep you informed of what great things that she has coming up. And she has so many other things available for helping you in your relationships. And I love the fact that the principles that you're sharing in this relationship to build the relationship with your spouse are also things that you can roll over and apply in your business and other areas as well. So thank you so much, Jodi, for being on the show today. This was amazing. Any final thoughts or any last minute thing that you want to share? Do you have, what if somebody wants to email you and talk to you more about your services one-to-one, how should they reach you that way?
Yeah, they can do that on my website. They can also just do email as jodi@jodiharmon.com. But you can always find me. Everything's on my website that you can find there. My last tip of advice is giving love and attention only takes seconds. It's a wink across the room. It's a slap a butt, you know, as you're walking past. It's a, you know, I like to actually go up and just rub my husband's head. It's a touch. People need touch. We already said that earlier. But just giving, even like a wink or, you know, a flash of your shoulder or something, it takes 1 second to do those things. And it means the biggest improvement in any relationship. So start flirting and having fun.
I love it. I love it. All right, Jodi, thank you very much for being on the show with me today. I always love information that's going to help in relationships. Being a business life and relationship coach, I love the tidbits of wisdom that other people share. And Jodi, you had some great tips for us today. So thank you for being on the program. Yes, absolutely. We'll have to do something in the future together. I can just see that. I can picture it. All right. Well, for the listeners, thank you so much for taking this time today. I know your time is valuable. And every moment that you spend with me, I appreciate and value very much. If you have great ideas, maybe you listen to the guest today and you think, oh, I know someone else who would just be perfect on the program, reach out to me, shoot me an email. Or if you have feedback about this program or any of the other programs or questions, please send me an email at info, I-N-F-O, at yourbestmindonline.com. That is my main product and services website. So you can go there and you can find all kinds of all different types of things to help in your business, your life, and relationships. Lots of resources there. But you can shoot me an email at info@yourbestmind.com and we'll get back with you. We'll take your suggestions. Or if you've read a great book and you think, oh, the Brain Lady would love this, let me know. I'm always having people, you know, I look at my bookshelves and I said, is there possibly a brain book I haven't read? And I'm always meeting people who have suggest new pieces of literature, and I love to read, so send me that information. If you would like to connect with me on Facebook, I am the Purple Brain Lady. My fan page is on Facebook.com, Purple Brain Lady. I post lots of fun things there. There's also yourbestmindonline.com or yourbestmindonline page on Facebook. You can connect there as well. I am Brain Lady on Twitter as well as Brain Lady on LinkedIn, so you can reach out. Brain Lady Julie on Instagram. Lots of ways. Social media just gives us so many ways that we can stay connected with other individuals. So thank you for being with me today. Reach out, talk to me, tell me, give me feedback, give me ideas, let me know what you're thinking. And until next week, I want to make sure that you just simply enjoy your life, enjoy your relationships, enjoy your spouse, and of course, breathe in and enjoy every moment. So until next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, have a great week.
Thank you for
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
This is the EWN Radio Network.